We first aired this program a number of years ago, but the only thing that's changed is that its subject is really 65 years old this month, rather than 59. But hey, what's a half dozen years to a classic like this?
What you gonna call him?
Well, I think I'll call him Bambi.
Bambi. Yep, I guess I'll do all right.
Bambi. My little Bambi.
That's Thumper the Rabbit talking to Bambi's mother in the beautiful opening sequence of Walt Disney's 1942 film, when all the gentle animals of the forest come to see the newborn deer. In the original 1926 novel by the Austrian writer Felix Salten, that Disney based his movie on, Salten named the deer Bambi because it held echoes for him of the Italian word for baby, bambino. Salten had meant his story to be a kind of allegory that spoke, on one level, to the plight of European Jews between the world wars. And later Bambi was, in fact, outlawed by the Nazis, and Salten was forced to flee for his life to Switzerland. According to Disney scholars like Jill May, the Disney studio began working on the film in the mid-1930s, and from the beginning it seems that Walt Disney intended the film to be, in part, an ecological statement. Disney's characterization of the hunters, who kill Bambi's mother in the first half of the movie, and who nearly destroy the forest and all the creatures in it in the second half, brought a widely reported demand from the American Riflemen's Association, at the time of the film's release, that Disney add a favorable note about hunting to the opening credits. Disney refused. In many ways, Bambi, which had its premiere 59 years ago this month, was the film Disney was most proud of, technically and aesthetically. It required over 1 million drawings and a complex photographic process involving fixed planes of forest scenery painted on panes of glass to give the animal's habitat its remarkable depth. Disney even built a small zoo on the studio grounds so that his artists could directly observe the movements of young and older deer. The movie is available at video stores, and when you watch it again, or for the first time with the children in your family, you'll see for yourself why it is so special. Because despite its dark and painful moments, it's brimming over with life and love and some of the most sublime art ever put on film.